23rd of April, St. George, in England a Solemnity, Evening Prayer 1. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The martyrs, living now with Christ, in suffering were tried, their anguish overcome by love, when on his cross they died. Across the centuries they come, in constancy unmoved, their loving hearts make no complaint, in silence they are proved. No man has ever measured love, or weighed it in his hand, but God, who knows the inmost heart, gives them the promised land. Praise Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, who guide us through the night, in ways that reach beyond the stars, to everlasting light. If anyone openly declares himself for me in the presence of men, I will declare myself for him in the presence of my Father. Psalm 117. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Let the sons of Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the sons of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. I called to the Lord in my distress. He answered and freed me. The Lord is at my side. I do not fear. What can man do against me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall look down on my foes. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. The nations all encompassed me. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about like bees. They blazed like a fire among thorns. In the Lord's name I crushed them. I was hard pressed and was falling, but the Lord came to help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is my Saviour. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tents of the just. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. I shall not die. I shall live and recount his deeds. I was punished by the Lord, but not doomed to die. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If anyone openly declares himself for me in the presence of men, I will declare myself for him in the presence of my Father. Anyone who follows me will not be walking in the dark. He will have the light of life. Psalm 117 continued. Open to me the gates of holiness. I will enter and give thanks. This is the Lord's own gate, where the just may enter. I will thank you, for you have answered, and you are my Saviour. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad. O God, grant us salvation. O Lord, grant success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light. Go forward in procession with branches, even to the altar. You are my God, I thank you. My God, I praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Anyone who follows me will not be walking in the dark. He will have the light of life. As the sufferings of Christ overflow to us, so through Christ does our consolation overflow. A Canticle from 1 Peter chapter 2. Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example, that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he trusted to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As the sufferings of Christ overflow to us, so through Christ does our consolation overflow. A reading from Romans chapter 8. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will affliction, or distress, or persecution, or hunger, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword? Yet in all this we are conquerors through him who has granted us his love. Of this I am fully persuaded, neither death nor life, nor angels, or principalities or powers, neither what is present nor what is to come, no force whatever, neither the height above us nor the depth beneath us, nor any other created thing, will be able to separate us from the love of God, which comes to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Responsory. Lord, you have shown him honour, you have crowned him with glory. Lord, you have shown him honour, you have crowned him with glory. You set him over the works of your hands. Lord, you have shown him honour, you have crowned him with glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you have shown him honour, you have crowned him with glory. This saint fought unto death for the law of his God. He was not afraid of the words of evil men, but he is like a house that is founded on a rock. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This saint fought unto death for the law of his God. He was not afraid of the words of evil men, but he is like a house that is founded on a rock. Intercessions. Let us give thanks to the King of Martyrs, for this is the hour when he offered himself in the Last Supper and laid down his life on the cross. We praise you, Christ the Lord. We praise you, Christ our Saviour, example and strength of the martyrs, because you have loved us to the end. We praise you, Christ the Lord. Because you have promised repentant sinners the reward of eternal life, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Because you have called the Church to offer the blood of the new and eternal covenant, the blood shed for the remission of sins, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Because you have brought us to this day with the gift of faith intact, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Because of the many brothers who today have come to share in your saving death, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Proclaiming your glory, Lord, we humbly ask that as St. George imitated Christ in his passion, so he may be a ready helper in our weakness. we make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.